Nolte, media fail plurality say Biden pressured Ukraine to kill probe into sun. By John Nolte on October 1, 2019. A solid plurality of 43% of voters believe Joe Biden pressured Ukrainian officials to keep them from investigating his son's business ties. Only 35% say this probably did not happen, with another 22% who are unsure. Monmouth buried these numbers at the bottom of a poll that also shows 52% oppose impeaching President Trump, while only 44% want him impeached. The Biden question, the fact that more people believe Biden abused his power to protect his son than not, is a big deal. Our corrupt news media have spent the better part of the week attempting to gaslight the public into believing otherwise. There's been a ton of phony fact checks on the issue and any number of unhinged meltdowns by the likes of CNN's Jake Tapper. The media keeps screaming hoax, but Rudy Giuliani has the paperwork. On Sunday, after the media spent countless hours claiming the allegation about Biden is a hoax, Giuliani appeared on ABC's This Week with an affidavit signed by the Ukrainian prosecutor Biden bragged about getting fired. Here's the video of Big Mouth Biden. Contrary to what the fake media are telling us, in this sworn affidavit, the former prosecutor says, under oath, that he was indeed investigating the Ukraine energy company that hired Biden's ne'er-do-well son Hunter, who was paid tens of thousands of dollars per month, even though he has no experience in the energy sector. Rudy Giuliani brought receipts. pic.twitter.com/meetgateab. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, September 29, 2019. Gee, I can't imagine why Team Biden is demanding the media blacklist Rudy from future appearances. Man, this whole Hunter Biden thing stinks to high heaven. To begin with, the Obama administration put Biden in charge of Ukraine. And still, the media's Jake Tapper still want us to believe it was a big coincidence that, during this same time, the woefully inexperienced Hunter landed a sweet $50,000, or more, per month gig with a Ukrainian energy company with zero experience. And now they want us to believe that Biden threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid from Ukraine in order to get this prosecutor fired is a big nothing burger. Please. According to the Monmouth poll, even 19% of Democrats don't believe the media's desperate spin. In fact, only 65% of Democrats, say Biden did nothing wrong. This leaves 17% of Democrats undecided. As far as independents, a plurality of 43% believe Biden pressured Ukraine's government to protect his son, while only 36% do not, and 26% remain undecided. Because I'm an old man who remembers life before new media. It is more than a little heartening to live in a world where the corrupt corporate media can no longer fool the public with their lies and tantrums and coordinated narratives and fake fact checks. The American people know the media lie. Knowing that, they seek information elsewhere, and discover truths and information the establishment media are desperate to hide from them. An excellent example is that photo of Joe Biden with his son's overseas business partner. Fox News's Tucker Carlson found and exposed that. If our mainstream media found that photo, they would have hid it until after the 2020 election. Just like they hid that photo of Barack Obama with Louis Farrakhan for 8 years. Our media is lying garbage and the American people know it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.